stuff, and it slided on that, was gonna slide it on the earth, you know, and it was wet the ground ahead of the thing, and it all done very well, and they got it to the cemetery over there. And
why'd they wet the ground?
Huh?
Why did they wet the ground?
Because it would slide better, you know. I reckon, I know it would, and they, I think they'd use 4 or 5 pairs.
Would they use a whip?
Huh?
Did they use a whip? Where'd they hit?
Oh, yeah, the man that managed them had a whip and a stock that cut out of the woods, as he called his nose, something on the order of a broom, out on a long run. He usually were hickory, and he, then they made whips and plaited them, you know, and plaited them even down small and finally tapered off, and then there'd be a, what they call a cracker, was a thin piece, you know, and they could whirl that thing around and pop it like a gun. But they'd touch the ox over on the other side without its nest there, and if they wanted him to stop, why, he'd just go up to the leads, you know, and with his stock and whip in, the, in front of him, and all I think to tell him war and everything, and they put that ahead of him, you know, for stopping, and that is all right, they're pretty well trained, but that was a terrible thing, I guess, you know, because there's no truck would carry that. I don't know, it's large, and
how did they stand it up?
Huh?
How did they get it to stand up?
It's already standing up, I suppose.
It is, but how did they do that? How did they get it to be like that?
Well, it was already on the boxcar, I guess, and all it could ever do, you know, was to ease it out and use heavy jacks and kind of let it down gradually till it got on this heavy timbers and slide.
So they carried it standing up? They hauled it standing up?
Oh, yeah. Very slow, with a lot of men, you know. Probably the best drivers and things they had, you know, around. In fact, more of them was there, they said, you know, from that had hauled logs for the other mill, and it's lots of oxen and stuff. They call them oxes, but it's a cow's brother, you know. And it wouldn't be a bull, you know, he just would be castrated, and they grow bigger, and I guess I never heard of the bull working. I guess they'd be contrary probably, but these things would be very biddable, and it'd feed them good, they'd be just as fat as they can be, you know, and start, they could move a lot of heavy load or anything, you know. Well, I think over at the place there that they just merely jack it up a little, you know, nothing, and ease these timbers out and ease it onto the ground, and that was all it was. It wouldn't be no way for it to move, but it was hauled upright. Well, after we were mad, a colored boy worked with me a lot, and we'd raised some cotton, you know, and the wife and these kids, he'd